Long Dialogue, Skill 1. Losing Weight. Listen to part of a conversation between two friends.
Do I ever need to lose weight? I couldn't believe the scales when I got on them this morning. I weigh 10 kilos more than I did last year. I'm not sure it is because I eat fast food at the university cafeteria all the time, or if it is because I no longer belong to the swim club. All my clothes are too tight.
I have gained a lot of weight myself since starting university, but I think we are too young to diet. Exercise is the key. I am going to the gym 3 times a week. I started 2 weeks ago, and I've already lost a kilo.
I think you have to eat the right food and exercise. The Atkins diet really controls what you eat, but my parents lost a ton of weight on it. I'm thinking about going on it.
No, I disagree. You can eat whatever you want if you burn it off. Exercise burns calories. If you exercise more, you lose weight. It is that simple.
Yes, you lose weight, but eating junk food and fast food like I have been doing is also not good for the heart. Diet impacts the body in lots of ways. Sugar is also very bad. I have noticed it impacts my moods. The trouble is, it seems to take a lot of willpower to diet. I just love chocolate. I could eat chocolate bars all day long, but the energy they give me seems to be short-lived. I wish I could diet. I started watching what I ate after I gained the first 5 kilos. But instead of losing that 5 kilos, I gained another 5. My self-discipline is awful. I got my mother to stop sending me care packages of cookies from home. But my friends at the university residence I live in still get them, and they share. So I'm still eating way too many sweets.
Just exercise more. Almost all the people at the gym are slim and look fit.
Yes, but just because they are slim does not mean they're fit. It is important what you put into your body. I read you should have at least 10 servings of fruit and vegetables a day to stay healthy. Also, it is important to eat a lot of fish. We need to start thinking about when we get older. My grandmother has osteoporosis, a really humpback, and her doctor said it was because she didn't get enough calcium when she was young.
You worry too much. We are young. Maybe I will start to worry more after I am in my 30s. Right now, I am going to eat what I enjoy and exercise. Exercise is the most important thing for the heart.
Maybe, but the right food is also important for the heart and many other health issues.
I like sports drinks for energy. Also, I get energy bars that taste like chocolate. And I take a multivitamin mineral supplement every day. Having enough iron in your body is especially important for women like you. Supplements are not expensive, and they give you what you need. It's a lot quicker and easier to take a supplement than to stand over the stove cooking a full meal.
I'm not so sure about supplements being useful. Often they just pass through your body. It is much better to get your nutrition from eating the right foods. I understand if you are an athlete, you need a little more fat, but just going to work out in the gym 3 times a week does not make you an athlete, Paul. I don't think you really look that much overweight, but I think you should read up on healthy eating.
Yeah, you sound like my mother.
As I said, diets are very hard to stick to, but sometimes you just have to bite the bullet and set up a proper diet. I have an appointment next week with a college dietitian. He will draw me up a daily diet and tell me what to have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. I don't think I will have trouble following it for breakfast and lunch, but mid-afternoon I just can't stop snacking. Also, I like to eat before I go to bed, which I know isn't good for you. Nonetheless, I'm determined to lose these extra 10 kilos in 6 months.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. What is the man's main idea about diets? Number 2. What does the woman think about diets mainly?